This is the first of back-to-back weeks now of passion predictions. Next week, another passion prediction. Jesus will tell his disciples, go into Jerusalem, I must suffer, I must die, and I will rise. So if you want a little homework of Simon, I'm going to give you another little piece here in a minute. But why don't you look at the gospel of next week and just kind of see the disciples' response of next week, because we hear what it is today. But just kind of peek ahead a little bit and see how the disciples responded last week. But we hear Jesus, he's walking along. They're going to Caesarea Philippi. And as they go along, Jesus asks a question. Who do people say that I am? Got me thinking back to when I was in school, and I remember all the different nicknames I had. Some I can't repeat in public, okay? But I remember one of them was, because I've told you this before, I thought about a vocation of the priesthood early on in my life. One of them that I was given was Pope. And I do believe if you actually went back to the annual, my last year of the annual, the last one, if you were to look at my nickname, I think it would say Pope. I don't know, but I think it would say Pope. Okay, I haven't got to that stage yet, but we're working there. All right. But I remember my high school coach, and I was playing football. You know, he knew I had this nickname of Pope, Pope, Pope. And he said, that's not going to do it if you're going to play middle linebacker. So I got the nickname of Terminator. He said, go out there and terminate him. So I terminated sometimes. Sometimes I got terminated. You know how football gives you win, you will lose some here. But I'm going to come back to another nickname. But we hear that today. Who do people say that I am? Let's look at who said. First of all, John the Baptist, the one who prepares for the coming of Jesus. Remember what happened to John the Baptist, by the way? What happened to him? He got beheaded. We think about ISIS, how they behead people. So practice back in the time of Jesus, he was beheaded. They think John is coming back, this great man who spoke the truth, who told Herod, can't take your brother's wife. And he did. He said, you can't do that. Truth. John the Baptist died for truth. Elijah, one of the great prophets, who predicted woe if the people didn't follow God, but also who predicted a future full of hope when the Savior himself would come. Elijah's story is interesting. At the end of his life, he actually doesn't die that we know of. Instead, he's taken up in this whirlwind into what people call heaven. Now, I want to do a little teaching. Remember when Adam and Eve sinned, one of the things that happened is the gates of heaven closed. So we know this, if Elijah went up into heaven, it couldn't have been the heaven that we hope to get to someday, closed. So oftentimes what we realize is that, I think what we believe today is that Elijah went to the abode of the dead with all the others, those who awaited the Savior, those who didn't. But remember, we've talked about that. There was a separation in that abode, and he went to the side that awaited the coming of the Savior. We also hear that there's a lot of prophets out there. You're one of the prophets. So what do we realize here today? This is what's amazing, that obviously people believed that people could come back. Kind of a reincarnation of sorts, but not in a different body, but come back as they were. Fascinating. Okay? But Jesus turns to his disciples and says, okay, that's the rumors, but what do you say about me? And Peter pipes up and says, you are the Messiah. You are the anointed one of Christ. In Matthew's gospel, we don't hear in the gospel of today, but on that profession of faith, it is Jesus who makes Peter the rock, and he will build his church on that rock, which leads to my other nickname, by the way. You ever notice in the bulletin when I say weekly words from the rock, you know where that comes from? Peter's name. Peter, you will be given the name, you're given the name of Cephas, which means also that you are the rock of the church. You are the rock. So my purpose is to be the rock, to give you Jesus, to challenge us to be about Jesus. Okay, Peter was given the name rock. My name's Peter, so I give it to the name of Peter. Okay, well done. But here's what's interesting. Jesus does this, tell him no one. In other words, okay, interesting. Peter's right. But why? Well, Jesus gives it a shot. He says, okay. Ultimately, the Messiah, we're going to Jerusalem. I'm going to suffer. I'm going to die. And I'm going to rise. Well, how does that go? Now, you heard it today. Peter pulls him aside and he rebukes him. It's really something, rebuking God. All right, rebuking God. But why does Peter do this? Here's where I'm going to give you a little homework assignment, but I want us to remember the back to the story of where Peter left everything to follow Jesus. Here's the story. They're out fishing at night. Peter and another boat, his companions, catch nothing. They're washing their nets. When all of a sudden Jesus comes, great crowd, and Jesus says, Peter, let's take a boat out so I can speak to the people. Okay? And they go out, and he speaks to the people, and Jesus tells him, Peter, lower the nets. And Peter admits, I've fished hard all night. I've caught nothing, but I will lower the nets. And all of a sudden, we hear this tremendous catch. I mean, a catch that's beyond anything that you can imagine. Because we realize that not only does Peter fill his boat, but he has to call the companion boat back out. And that one's filled to the point of where they're sinking. And Peter says, this is the Christ. URG. He leaves everything. Father, nets, boat, everything to follow Jesus. Everything to follow him. Okay? Now, there's something else that I didn't mention that Peter left. And I'm going to give you a little homework assignment. I wanted you to figure out, see if you can figure out what it was that he left. Okay? Just a hint. I'm not thinking about wife. That's not where I want to go here, okay? That would be bad, okay? Even though there might be truth to it. But what do you think it is? What's the other thing that Peter left to follow Jesus? It's your homework assignment. See if you can figure it out, okay? So Peter's got a lot of skin in the game. That's why he pulls him aside and rebukes him. And now you get why Jesus says this. Because Peter is concerned about one person and one person only. And who is that? Okay, Jesus says. That's the lesson. I get it. So Jesus says this. If you claim I'm the Messiah, you're going to follow me. You got to deny yourself, get rid of. Got it? Take up your. By the way, Jesus doesn't say, you take up yours, you don't have one, don't worry. We all have crosses. Too many times we look across the church and we say, boy, they must have it rough. They've got a cross too. Take up your cross. And they're hard. But Jesus tells us what to do if we can take it up. And do what? Follow me. I'll lead the way. That's what the idea of a Messiah that he has to teach. That's why he tells them this, because they have no idea what this Messiah is about. Not a clue. We learn that now in this gospel. Okay? That this Messiah is going to suffer, he's going to die, and he's going to rise. And if you want to follow me, you got to deny this, you got to take up your cross, do the hard work, and you got to get after me. That's a follower. That's what it means to be about the work of the Messiah. Do the disciples learn? Read next week's gospel. Jesus predicts again, going to Jerusalem, suffer, die, and rise. Little hint, doesn't go so well. All right? It's an interesting conversation the disciples bring up next week. Okay? All right, but we'll leave that till next week. Plus, your homework assignment. What else did Peter leave to follow Jesus? What was it? Remember, not wife. What was it? So let's contemplate that, brothers and sisters. As we deny this, take up our crosses, and let's get after Jesus. Let's follow the Messiah. Let's keep that in mind as we conclude. Now, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.